Hey, the Bears are 8-4. Act like it. You got to win the division. It starts with beating Minnesota Sunday at noon.
The Bears have won 6 straight games against the Vikings. With the NFC race intensifying, they need to make it 7 Sunday in Minnesota. This is Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears head up to Minnesota. Hostile environment. I want to ask you about the offensive line. They've started 3 different combinations the last 3 weeks. The last 2 games have been home games. What changes this week going up there in terms of communication?
Snap count awareness. That's it. When you go back and you evaluate the offensive line performance from this last week, they're capable of doing anything in the Chicago Bears playbook. However, you have to have consistency on the line of scrimmage according to the snap count. And maybe that will become just between Roberto Garza and Jay Cutler.
How important is it to establish a running game up there to take the crowd out of it and slow down the Vikings' defensive line?
It is so important. But you have to have runs you're confident in. You can't go up there and have a bunch of runs that you hope work. You have to have a couple runs that you know will work under any circumstances, any defense, any snap count. And I think the Bears have that ability. They showed versatility in the offensive line, the ability to move to the edges and create some power inside. So have some simple plays run initially that so you're confident when you go to the line of scrimmage.
2 weeks ago when the Bears played the Vikings at Soldier Field, they did a lot of maximum protection. They kept everybody in except you, I think, to block on some of those plays. Can they be successful sending 2 or 3 receivers out on a play?
When you're talking about Alshon Jeffery and Brandon Marshall, heck yeah. You immediately win the size advantage down the field. But it is going to take an effort to make sure you protect Jay Cutler initially so you don't allow Minnesota to gain confidence in their ability to rush the passer. So if it is 2 receivers out and maybe 1 late sneaking out of the backfield, that's the way you have to attack them. But it is about protection first.
Let's talk about the defense. There's been some injuries, but they go up to Minnesota. The number one thing always is stopping the run. They face Adrian Peterson, having an unbelievable year coming off ACL surgery. It's incredible what he's accomplished. He's got over 1,400 yards. He's leading the NFL in rushing by over 300 yards over the next guy. What's the challenge like for the defense going up there against AP?
Identify his lead blocker. He's got a good fullback, Jerome Felton, number 42. He will take you to the collision point. And if it's you against the linebacker to set Adrian Peterson free, you better stop that fullback in his tracks. It's going to be a tough battle because, yeah, Adrian Peterson is getting a lot of credit because of the yards attached to his runs. But some of those runs, he's not getting any contact until 7 yards with a full head of steam. And then you attach another 3, 5, 6, whatever to it. That's Adrian Peterson's greatness. And then don't fall asleep. Last week, 3rd and 1, they ran a point of attack at the right guard. Adrian Peterson got stalled on the inside, broke it to the outside for an 82-yard touchdown.
Every NFL team at this point in the season has injuries. Guys are hurt. Guys are out of the lineup. Looks like Brian Urlacher's not going to play in this game. How big of an adjustment? How much does that hurt? What do the Bears defense do in this game for that?
They don't change anything. The unfortunate thing about it for all Bears fans and everybody that admires Brian Urlacher, he's not going to be in the lineup. But I think in the modern-day NFL fans, we've grown to accept that there are individuals that are going to miss games along the way. The Bears are very fortunate to have a guy like Nick Roach. He's intelligent enough at the linebacker position, he can play anywhere. Put Nick Roach over, then they're fortunate they got Geno Hayes in the offseason to come in here and play a system he's familiar with from his past in Tampa Bay. So, again, I don't have any less expectations because Brian Urlacher is not going to be introduced as a starting middle linebacker for the Bears. I still have the same expectations. My concern, if Tim Jennings doesn't play, how will Calvin Hayden, DJ Moore, pick up the slack from what Jennings has offered the defense this season?
Tom, this week's Twitter question is from Brian Morris. He says the Bears defense clearly ran out of gas late against the Seahawks. What can be done differently to avoid a similar scenario against the Vikings?
It's going to take a total team effort. Don't put it all the responsibility of the defense. The defense mentality is they are built for 3 and out, and that's fortunately their time frame, the way they're structured throughout their entire careers. Offenses are built for 10 play consecutive drives to go at it. But I think it's the assistance of the offense, making sure they're staying on the field, chipping away at that time of possession, chipping away at that clock, and limit the amount of time Minnesota has on the field. But then again, it's going to take a concerned effort to make sure you have that contained rush to keep Christian Ponder inside the pocket. Make him make his throwing decisions from inside the pocket. But then you're going to have to always have Adrian Peterson awareness when you're trying to attack a quarterback. But my concern is to make sure that the contained rush, whether it's the outside linebackers or the defensive ends, to form Christian Ponder in that pocket, to not give him the escapability. So now you're turning into chasers rather than pursuers.
Tom, each week we pick a player that's going to have a significant role in the game. Make your case for somebody.
I think it's one of the greatest matchups in the NFL this weekend. Matt Forte against Adrian Peterson. I need to see a lot of Matt Forte. Last week he started to run the sweeps, the outside attack, very efficiently and getting a lot of positive yards attached to him. Even when Michael Bush ran him, he was getting positive yards attached to him. Good blocking by the offensive line. But then we saw Matt catch a screen pass from the line of scrimmage, turn it into positive yards, and then catch a touchdown from the line of scrimmage. To me, this is a Matt Forte game. All over the field, as many touches as you can give him.
I'm going to pick Major Wright. I think he's had a great year. Last week, he had some problems. He had two opportunities to make game-saving plays and failed to do so. Missed a tackle on a late drive, missed an interception. I think he's going to rebound in Minnesota and make a big impact play in that game. Tom, great analysis as always. You're going to be there. I'm going to be there. It's a big, huge game for the Bears Sunday in Minnesota. He's there. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.